Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk About. I'm Keith.
I'm Zach.
And we are joined today by a special guest. Kyle, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me today.
Kyle Melvin, he is a member here at Paintsville. He's been away at school and is in for the weekend, and we pulled him out here with us today.
This is our second guest of the show.
It is. And
He's in pretty good company if we keep going.
This is true.
Alan Webster, now Kyle.
We are back at Pavilion 4 this morning. There are some grumbles and complaints because it was, 41 degrees when we drove through town?
Well, you made the executive sweeping decision to come out here this morning, and it's 38 degrees.
It's going to be great.
Okay.
It's going to be great. Trust me.
I'm surprised you didn't have the kayaks ready to go in the back of your truck this morning.
Well, didn't want to have to break the ice, but we're here. It's all good. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And we are delighted to be bringing you, what episode is this?
23.
Episode number 23 of this program.
And number 12 together? Or
I don't know. I'm losing track. So anyway.
Our anniversary doesn't mean anything to you.
Today we are going to continue our discussion on apathy. We've done two episodes on apathy.
Apathy part three.
It's still, I know some of you are still saying who cares, but that
you've been using that joke for 3 weeks too.
Of apathy. we're gonna start out with go ahead and you, since you brought up jokes, I think you had one to share.
We're gonna start out with our favorite segment of the day. The joke of the day segment. And today's joke
is... Zach's favorite segment.
It's Keith's too. Don't aim for you. What has four wheels and flies?
Oh, Zach, I don't know. What does have four wheels and flies?
A garbage truck.
But
Kyle liked it.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
He didn't.
All right, so
you get it, flies, not like literally takes flight, but flies.
We get it. Yeah, okay. How about
make sure that it didn't.
How about our verse of encouragement for today? We're happy to continue this segment, and we hope that it brings you encouragement and encourages you to be an encourager of others. Normally when you think of the book of Lamentations, you don't think of encouragement because Jeremiah is enduring some very, very real hardships throughout that book. But he writes in Lamentations 3 and beginning in verse 22, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I hope in him." And that is when you consider the context of what is going on with Jeremiah at that time, that is a powerful, powerful segment of encouragement. If you are in need of encouragement, please go to the Word of God, open it up, and seek the encouragement that is found therein, and take that and go be an encourager to those who are around you. Okay, so speaking of apathy, as we have the past 2 weeks, we started out talking about apathy in general. Last week we talked about apathy within the church. I suppose we're going to continue talking about apathy in general because so much of what we're talking about crosses over the lines and applies in so many different ways. But let's talk about apathy specifically within the home. And they say that there are some silent killers that are out there, high blood pressure can be a silent killer. Well, apathy is one of those silent killers because, going back to the who cares joke that we've made, that I've made.
For the last 3 weeks.
For the last three weeks,
Mm-hmm.
If you don't care, it's not something you talk about.
Right.
And it's something that lies dormant, and as I think we mentioned last week, it kind of gains its own momentum, sort of, you know, the black hole of care and concern. And when we look at the state of our nation right now, the state of our world, and the way that people view one another, and Zach, this is kind of getting over into one of your favorite areas of discussion, you know, with the social aspects that we're facing right now. But, you know, our world is not really geared toward caring about one another right now.
Well, and I wrote a recent blog post about this as well, and it was basically about us not valuing life. We don't value life as a society anymore, and that comes with our own lives and the lives of others. Sometimes we put others' lives on the back burners in order to focus on our lives, and instead of having our heart open to be servants of God and to be aware of our surrounding and what's going on in our surroundings, we're too caught up and focused on myself and on me.
And that spans over, you know, whether we're talking about the macro view or the micro view, you know, whether we're talking about our nation as a whole, or whether we're talking about us as individuals. Morning, guys.
Hey,
all right. And, you know, yeah, it happens. They come by. Yeah,
this is the first time in a couple of weeks they've done it.
Yeah, but anyway, you know, within our homes, as we mentioned, this is something that is sort of a silent killer within our homes. I tell you, the most dangerous attitude that somebody can have, whether it is toward their family, whether it's toward God, is, well, they know I love them.
Right.
You know, and there are homes where the words are never spoken and the thoughts are never expressed. But, you know, they get that, you know, well, they know that I love them.
They assume that their love is known rather than showing their love to that person.
It is an assumption. The author of Hebrews, in Hebrews 13:4, started that verse by saying marriage is honorable among all. Well, what does that word honorable mean? And how do we demonstrate that honorableness? I think I just made that word up, but, you know.
If you did, it fooled me.
But how do we demonstrate it is the question. And, you know, doing some reading and some research on this topic before we came out this morning, and one of the authors I was reading, he pointed out that there is a significant difference between men and women. Women want to be feeling, men want to be doing. Right. And that's a generalization. I'm not trying to make anybody mad by saying that, but the main focus that, again, a generalization that women have is on their I just lost it. I had it. They want to talk and they want to think together.
Right.
And men want to they want to do things together, and they value the physical touch more. And in any relationship, there has to be balance.
Mm-hmm.
And last week you were making fun of my diseases that I mentioned.
Eye disease, you know, and tooth disease.
Eye disease and tooth disease. But
Dr. Keith Albright.
That is a major, major problem in relationships as well, within, you know, the family structure in our day and time. When I get so focused on myself, when I get that eye disease, or when I get so focused on excuses as to what could or should be more important than the relationships that I have, the two disease, then, you know, you end up with a sick home.
Yes, you do.
But again, we know that these are problems. We address these problems. Well, no, that's part of the problem. We don't address these problems.
We let them simmer.
We let them simmer. We let apathy be a silent factor within our relationships that we have, and there is I don't know, some relationships have the what you might call the clinical apathy, where it right. is expressed that I don't care. Zach, I don't care that, whatever,
I thought you were going to say something about my jokes.
I was, but I decided to be kind. Then there is the silent type. Well, what are we demonstrating? What do our relationships truly demonstrate? And of course, as I mentioned at the beginning, certainly this spills over into our relationship to the church and mm-hmm. to God. What am I showing those around me? What am I showing my God? What is there about my life that shows that I care?
Well, and, I see this problem in families all the time, too, is when things are good, everything's candy and rainbows. But when things are bad, people tend not to acknowledge the bad things. They don't want to think about them. They don't want to talk about the bad things. And part of having a healthy family, part of having a family that looks to God for answers, is talking about things that sometimes don't want to be talked about. You have to acknowledge those things.
Yes.
And when you acknowledge those things, you can grow from those things. But if you continue to let them simmer, as we said, or you continue to let them be on the back burner and just not acknowledge them, they're going to continue to grow and grow and grow, and they're going to gain, motivation. They're going to gain momentum.
Okay, and we went to Hebrews 13 a moment ago. If we go back a chapter to Hebrews 12, the writer talks about the chastening that God gives to us. And chastening is, hey, let's be honest, we don't enjoy chastening. We don't like to be told that we're wrong. We don't like to be told that we need to be doing things differently. But how much do we find within the Word of God? How many times are we told of the need for repentance? Repentance means a change and
a turning away completely.
And God desires that repentance in our lives. He desires that we acknowledge those things that we may be doing wrong. And God has provided the path to getting to where we need to be. He's identified where we need to be and then told us of the need for change and repentance. How we respond to that is going to make all the difference.
Well, if we have a familial relationship with God, and our family looks to God for answers and to the Bible for answers, then we need to take the teachings of God and the teachings of Jesus both and apply them to the dynamic of our family. We should all be striving to be like what Jesus was when he was on earth and what God has told us many times. Our family will only benefit from it. We will have healthy relationships within the family dynamic.
And, you mentioned that familial relationship with God. We've got leaves under the table here. They're making noise down there. That's okay. We're not worried about noise, evidently. Not all families are, how do I say this? Not all families are centered around God. There are families where there are some parties within that family who are not focused on God, and that, I suppose you could say, complicates the relationship that exists between mm-hmm. God and the family, and then the relationships that exist between one another within the families. Well, Peter wrote in 1 Peter 3, "Wives, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives. And of course, he is addressing wives specifically there, but in general, we look at that concept that he mentions of one family member who is a Christian and another who is not a Christian. The obligations, the family relationship should still be the same.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship to God within the family is obviously going to be different, but to the person who is a Christian, their obligations are going to remain the same, and they perhaps even bear greater responsibility because, as Peter mentions there, their conduct is going to serve as the example to the one who is not a Christian in the hopes of gaining them
mm-hmm.
as a Christian. And so, you know, there is a lot that is there. But, you know, we look at the issue of apathy within the homes, and we know that there are a lot of different contributors, the eye disease, the tooth disease, the commercialization of our homes today is...
That's a big one.
Yes, and you know we were sitting around before we began recording, talking about phones and things of that nature. And I made the comment to one of my children here, a week or two ago that she was talking about our phones getting old and worn out and everything. And I'm like, you realize that when you were born, I didn't even have a phone. Things have changed that much. Let me throw this out. Kyle, you've been very quiet over there. What do you think modern technology is doing to the home?
Well, it's become a very big distraction in the sense of there's a lack of communication, there's a lack of disconnection mm-hmm. from the people in your home.
Yes.
A lot of what we've talked about today comes from the lack of understanding that Christianity involves a conscious and intelligent choice of who we are and what we're going to do. The whole eye disease has a big effect on us with a wrong degree of being comfortable in where you are and a lack of thankfulness. We become so comfortable to a wrong degree with the people we're around in our homes and our different situations that we take for granted the people around mm-hmm. us. We take for granted our responsibility to the people around us because Scripture is quite clear that there are roles for the home, their expectations of how we're supposed to interact with people, and when we become sinfully comfortable, if you'll allow me to say it that way, we lose our sense of responsibility to each other and our sense of responsibility to God and what we're supposed to do. And then in turn, when we do that, we lose a sense of thankfulness to the people around us of what they're doing for us and what they've done for us and around us.
Okay, so technology, though, we can't blame the dissolvement of family structure on techno. Well, I suppose we could, but it would be unfair.
It'd be the blame
game. It's here to stay.
Mm.
It's not going anywhere. It's going to grow instead of lessen. And we as parents, as children, as brothers, sisters, as just members in whatever familial relationship we have, we better figure out how to use that technology to the glory of our God and to the strengthening of our families and our relationships as opposed to allowing them to tear them down.
And think of all the ways that you could use technology to further the kingdom of God. We're doing it right now. The way that we're doing this program.
Right. When we start thinking about that and, the technology is such a blessing in so many ways. But our family, and it gets talking about blessings. Our family is a greater blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's figure out ways that we can use that technology to grow closer to one another instead of allowing that technology to pull us apart. And We talked yesterday, before we were preparing to come out here and record this in this bitter cold. Hey, the wind kind of died down. That helped a little bit.
Yeah. Still cold though. Still cold.
That's all right.
You just had like fog come out of your mouth when you said that.
It is a little chilly out here, but it's all good. It's all good. And we know that here at Pavilion Number 4, our days are numbered. We're not going to be able to keep coming out here. Anyway, what was? Oh, we were talking about challenges.
Yeah, sorry, I got you distracted.
Yeah,
I tend to do that.
Challenges, Zach. Did you come up with any challenges to offer relative to our discussion?
Well, I've
today?
Been thinking about some. I've yet to pick one, so how about you go first?
Well, let me back up some, okay? I think it was, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we issued that five-minute challenge. You remember that? Don't tell
it's
me you've forgotten about
ago.
It. It's been a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, we issued the challenge. Take 5 minutes and go to... someone within your family, whether, it's your spouse or your parents or children or whatever, and, tell them, I'm going to give you 5 minutes where you have my complete attention. And, that is your 5 minutes. So we recorded that day, and I went home. My wife got home that evening, and I said, hey, I need 5 minutes of your time. And she said,
she probably dropped her bag. She was like, what?
she was like, okay, when do you need it? No, it's not when I need it. It's when you need it. And,
what have you been
anyway,
doing today?
when I explained to her, she stood there and she just stared at me.
Yeah.
And are you crazy? Are you on something? And anyway, one of my daughters heard me telling her this, and she's like, oh, hey, Dad, I need my 5 minutes right now. And, mm-hmm. She was all over it. Actually, my wife never has taken the 5 minutes.
Right.
But at least as it's been offered, we communicate well and communicate, regularly. But
don't let that illustration fool you. Think that I'm discontinued from family.
But anyway, the point that I was trying to make is that, if you and I took the challenge seriously. I was the one who issued the challenge, but I took it seriously. And that offer is still open daily.
Can I have my 5 minutes?
To my wife.
Just to your wife and your family?
Yeah.
Sometimes I need 5 minutes to talk out some things too, Keith. I didn't go home and utilize that challenge. I'm sorry.
Oh, Zach, what's the point of issuing a challenge if you're not going to
I don't know. I confess. I'm sorry.
Okay, so, I suspect that if a certain person is listening to this podcast, that she will make sure
she will expect her 5 minutes.
She will get her 5 minutes one way or the other. But anyway, the point I was trying to make is that a challenge isn't supposed to be easy. It is supposed to put us out there to where, we might be a little bit uncomfortable. Now, I wasn't uncomfortable,
right.
making that offer to my wife. As a matter of fact, it was almost kind of like a game,
mm-hmm.
With
did you get the egg timer out, set it down on the table, and time it for 5 minutes?
I wasn't even going to time it, no. Like I said, she hasn't taken me up on it yet, but she will. And, it's... But for some, let me ask you, why haven't you extended the offer?
Just haven't had time. Just haven't had time right now. Kind of busy,
Disease.
Or eye disease. Do I suffer
Was it two disease or eye disease?
I think it's eye disease.
Eye disease, okay.
Does it, do I suffer from that disease?
Okay.
Sounds like it, I guess.
So, anyway, you perfectly
I'll go home and I'll utilize it today.
You perfectly illustrated.
Miranda, tell me all your feelings.
That I was trying to make is that for whatever reason, it may not be an easy challenge to
it is not.
To meet. And it may be. You may be too busy. Mm-hmm. You may be too full of yourself. I don't know, you know.
Right.
You may have too many corny jokes to tell. I don't know. You know, whatever the reason.
Got a lot of corny jokes. Got a whole book.
But there may be some who would be genuinely uncomfortable making that offer.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be some who would be genuinely uncomfortable with what transpired during that 5 minutes. but if that is the case, let me just suggest that possibly you need that 5 minutes more than you know.
True.
That 5 minutes could be a... if apathy is a problem in your relationship, it could be what is needed to bring it out in the open, mm-hmm. and maybe start seeking the solutions to that problem.
Well, my challenge is, you know, we go back to technology. As Kyle said, you know, sometimes people want to blame technology and the use of technology on tearing our families apart and weakening the family unit, one of the two. So my challenge this week is to find one way that you can use technology to strengthen your family unit or dynamic. That could come through a variety of things.
I was going to say, do you have any suggestions there?
My one suggestion would probably be do a family group text.
Okay.
And that way you can keep up with each other throughout the days. Then when you get home, you can talk to each other about the things that you were experiencing and the things that you saw that day.
Now, that is something that we actually do in our family. We don't do it daily, but
right.
A lot of times we will use that family group text just to, you know, I may be texting my wife and saying, hey, I've got a meeting at 6 o'clock this evening or whatever. And, the kids are probably reading it going, okay, Dad, we don't care, you mm-hmm. know, but at the same time, they know, you
right.
know, what's going on. And it is giving them an insight into, you know, what I may be dealing with or doing that day.
Well, what's one of the most integral part of having a healthy family dynamic?
Communication.
Exactly. And having that group text gives you communication with the other members of your family, and it provides a healthy dose of that communication.
And see, I'm a texter.
You are a texter.
I love texting, and the reason...
You're a quick texter.
The reason for that is, and I'm not going to name any names, but there are some people when they call... When I look at the caller ID and I see their names on there, I'm like, great, I'm going to be on the phone for 45 minutes. And, you know, all they want is to borrow a cup of sugar.
Right.
And, you know, and so if I can send a text in 10 or 15 seconds and avoid that 45-minute mm-hmm. phone conversation, okay, yes, I'm missing out on some communication there, you know, mm-hmm. but it streamlines things. But, you know... Yeah, that's a great point.
So you don't like talking to others who are long-winded?
I will plead the Fifth Amendment.
Do you know that you're pretty long-winded?
Yes.
That is true, Zach. That is true.
Yes.
Okay, Kyle, what's your challenge?
My challenge would probably piggyback a little bit on Keith's, but a little more general, and something I would probably say I struggle with at times, but to not be so comfortable around... friends and family, but for this sake, around our family, of not being detached just because you're used to being around them. Mm-hmm. If you're sitting in the living room or sitting around the dining room table and we can play in technology like we have been so far, don't be so comfortable that you're used to be around them that you're going to be on your phone using your scrolling thumb on Facebook.
Scrolling thumb.
If someone walks into the room... with Keith's challenge of giving someone 5 minutes, make it a little more general and just, if someone's in the room, don't be so consumed by something else. Don't take their presence for granted or mm-hmm. the influence you can have on them for granted. Be present around your family and friends so they can know you care about them.
Yeah. Okay, we're out of time. I hate to cut
Again.
It off in the middle like that, but this 30 minutes flies by. Go to our website, letstalkaboutchristianity.com. Contact us through our Facebook page, and we want to thank you for listening.